A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
That's Messy on K-Rock. It's about to get a lot messier as DJ Omar Khan is going to world premiere his first song ever that he's learned to play on a clarinet.
Are you sure you want to do this?
No, I don't, but it's your forced resolution.
Okay.
And I think we're going to get both ends of the musical spectrum because we'll get Omar playing clarinet for the first time, and then we're going to get legend Tom Morello in here to talk about Tom Morello going solo. And lots going on. Let's go ahead and quickly give away these lift tickets to Caller 20, which puts us in North Hollywood. We say hi to Victor. Good morning, Victor.
Yo, what's going on, Clyde?
Victor, you are caller 20, so tomorrow get an excuse ready. We'll see you at Snow Summit, all right?
Let's get it. Let's do it.
All right, we got drinks. We got food, I believe. We got skiing, snowboarding, everything you could hope for, and we'll bring a bunch of tickets with us up there, including tickets to see Tom Morello. So hold on 1 second. Victor, hang tight.
All right, thank you.
That's Victor from North Hollywood. He'll be there tomorrow. We got more lift tickets for you to win today and tomorrow, and then we'll all join forces at the top of Snow Summit around 1 o'clock tomorrow at Tommy's Bar. All right. We were all given a forced New Year's resolution this year. I have to lose weight. Luckily, my illness is doing it for me.
Woohoo!
Allie,
you're killing it.
I'm killing it, and it's killing me. It's a lot of fun. Allie, of course, reconnecting with old friends. Jake is journaling, and Omar had to learn a new instrument, a hobby, and we decided he was forced to learn the clarinet.
Yeah.
He'll be performing his first song now. It had to be good or else you fail. Just so you know, in the other room, Tom Morello, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, I should point out, is going to be listening to this. So
yeah,
you have an audience.
Legend. Yeah, legend. Rock legend. Yeah,
rock legend. So go whenever you're ready, Omar. This is
all
your
right.
clarinet, and this is Omar's forced resolution, his first ever performance actually on the clarinet. That's enough. I don't think we need the other verse.
Come on, let me finish.
I mean, I think I'm still following.
Which one is that? Is that Happy Birthday?
Yeah, it's twinkle, 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 man. Come on.
I couldn't even place it.
I got it at the beginning and then. Twinkle, love, love. I don't know what
I'm
that
telling
is.
You, dude. It's the janky clarinet, man.
I don't think it's the janky clarinet.
I like it.
Hey, when a legend like Tom Morello plays the guitar and he hits a sour note, does he blame the guitar?
No, he does not. No, he does not.
A sour note.
He is a master of every instrument, of any quality.
You know, it's funny because when Tom's in here in a moment, we're going to talk about the, quote, special guest that's joining him at the Fonda on February 7th. And I don't know what Omar's calendar looks like on February 7th, but I'm just saying.
Tom.
He's got an instrument on the ready. We're going to come back when we return from this quick break. The legend. For so many things, I'm beyond excited to bring this man into our studios. In fact, someone pointed out on the text line just a moment ago, Tony Hawk, followed by Tom Morello, we are giving this person their favorite people on planet Earth. multiple days in a row here at K-Rock. It's the very least we can do. They didn't mention us, by the way, but that's okay. Yeah. Tom Morello in our studio next.
Here,
can't
play
wait
you
for
into
that.
Break.
All right, Omar, you play us in
Go
the
on.
Break. Go ahead. Same song. Nailing it. In exactly 3 minutes' time, the legend himself will be in the K-Rock studios. Rage Against the Machine, Prophets of Rage, Audio Slave. His name is Tom Morello. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He will be joining us in this studio after the song. If you'd like to watch, we will be on YouTube streaming as well. Go to K-Rock YouTube and check out the stream. If you'd like to join Tom and do some 10 seconds of Rage to win yourself tickets to see him at the Fonda, you can call us now at 800-520-1067. Tom Morello next on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. The man behind that song is sitting in our studio right now. Please say hello to Tom Morello. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom Morello is here. What's
thank
going on,
you for
everybody?
Being here, and thank you for all of the music you've given us. Whenever we have Rage on K-Rock, it just instantly puts us in better moods right away.
It gets your blood flowing,
it
no matter
sure does.
What.
And yeah. I was wondering, because of all the years, you know, you've heard your music, obviously. Athletes will use it to hype them up. You know, you'll hear them just... And if it's an athlete you don't like or someone you don't like, but it's your song and you like it, what do you, just pretend it didn't happen? Or
No. I think I have always enjoyed that the... You know, great music casts a wide net.
Yeah.
You know, and then some people will listen to it that it really, like, it may change their mind about things. Other people listen to it and they may just pump iron to it and God bless it.
I've said for a while, and I hope, I don't know if you agree with this or not, that you in some ways I feel like are like the Bob Dylan of our generation. And I say that because you have used music to spread messages that are much, I think, sometimes bigger than the songs themselves.
Sure.
And does that... put a pressure on you where I think a lot of people are going, how do I write a hit song? And it's more about writing a hit song. And I think you've always been, at least it seems like, you're more about, I want the message to be
absolutely.
More important.
Like, I'm now 21, 22 albums in to a career, you know, between Rage, Audio Slave, my solo stuff, a couple records with Bruce Springsteen. And, you know, from a very early age, like, I self-identified both as an activist and as a guitar player. And so trying to find a way to weave those two together has been the challenge. It's not like pressure, oh, I've got to be involved in a song about something that's going on, you know, in the newspaper today. It's a pressure about, like, staying, which, frankly, like, my North Star hasn't changed much since I was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty easy to do. And you know, even from the earliest days of Rage Against the Machine, you know, it's great to sell records, but I've made some of the records I'm most proud of are ones that have sold a fraction of the Rage records, right. Where it's just truly what I believe in my art and in my music in that moment.
But there are some times where I'm sure you've felt challenged when it comes to, you know, sticking to your values, like the whole thing on SNL about getting locked into that room by security because, you know, it was like Forbes was hosting and, you know, he's a Republican and you're very, you know, you're very open about your stance. You know, those moments I'm sure have made you question, like, your own conviction and going, hey, maybe I should lay off.
Oh,
did
heavens
you ever
no.
feel?
Never once. Not once in my life. Like, my heroes growing up were not just Eddie Van Halen and The Clash. They were the Black Panther Party, you know, and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and some, you know, some of those, like, 60s radicals and global. My mom was involved in the Kenya's liberation movement. So the idea that you'd be intimidated to change your opinion, like, it never entered my mind. I will tell you, the one of the most important things that ever happened in my musical career was failure. I was in a band called Lockup before Rage Against the Machine. We're on Geffen Records, right? And we did, you know, I was 22, 23, and they were like they were the experts. The manager was, they were people that had been involved in hit records
and Guns N' Roses.
And so, like, people had a lot of suggestions, and the band's music, in my opinion, kind of got watered down. It was much more kind of left leaning and alternative, and my guitar playing was the beginnings of the style that I would have, more unorthodox style I would have later in Rage Against the Machine. But we did everything they said because they were the experts, and we made a record that I wasn't particularly proud of. We got dropped 15 minutes after it came out.
Jesus.
And that failure allowed me to, I was 27 years old, done. I had had my grab at the brass ring. I had failed. And so I said, well, I'm never going to be a rock star. I'm never going to make records, but I'm still a musician. And I made a solemn vow that I was never going to play another note of music that I didn't believe in. And that's when I began writing riffs that would be my contribution to the first Rage
record. What was the plan B job? So when you accepted it, in your head, all right, well, this rock and roll thing ain't going to work because we got dropped. And even though you said, I'm going to keep playing music because I love music, but did you have were you going to start applying for jobs?
Well, crazily, like, my job was, I was the scheduling secretary for a U.S. senator.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I was an exotic dancer.
Whoa.
Dude, that's a moneymaker.
Well, the rent is not going to pay itself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? In either case. But yeah, but sort of like, so yeah, I worked for Senator Alan Cranston, and it was, you know, some people sometimes go like, have you ever thought about going into public office? Oh, hell no. Because I've seen how the sausage is made, and it's worse than you could possibly imagine.
So now the sausage was made as an exotic dancer as well.
Yeah, that's right. That was his name. Yeah. The sausage is made. It's very popular. Tom Morello is hanging out in K-Rock right now, but we'll be doing two shows. Both will be benefiting Fire Relief. House of Blues, that'll be happening on Thursday
in Anaheim.
Yep. And then, of course, the Fonda Theater with special guests. That's happening on Friday, February 7th. You have played, obviously, many shows in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and now you're going to these smaller venues, and this is Tom Morello doing it your way.
Sure.
No band.
Sure. Oh, no, there's a band. This is like...
Right. Well,
No blockbuster.
And as a result, band. It's a small, small, intimate setting where you get to really see the faces of pretty much all the people there.
Yeah.
How does that change for you?
Yeah. Like, I'm honestly, like, if... I love playing the huge festival shows, whether it's on my own or with the bands I've been in. And then in a venue like that, like my job, I think, is a very simple one. It's on that night in that room to create a little bit of the world that you'd like to one day see. That's it. You know what I mean? That you connect. And also, like, I feel like in a lot of ways, like, I'm carrying the torch. Like, Audioslave is not around. Rage Against the Machine is not around. Those fans and those songs are ones that I honor in the show, as well as like my solo stuff too. And then the LA shows are always about, like, we did a show at the benefit for Jail Guitar Doors and a memorial for Wayne Kramer of the MC5, who passed recently. He was a good friend. And so I always just sort of like go through my phone and like see who's in town on that night. And it was RZA from Wu-Tang, and it was Chuck D from Public Enemy. It was one of the Marleys. It was Ben Harper and Little Steven from the E Street Band. So at these shows, there's likely going to be some surprise guests that are going to be pretty awesome.
Is your son going to be one of the surprise guests?
Roman Morello will be present and accounted for. He is. I have been relegated. I am now the rhythm guitar player in the Morello family. Well, as my 13-year-old is shining bright.
This is the first time that you guys were kind of touring together, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Was he like, Dad, get into my dressing room? Like, what was the relationship like?
So he toured with me last summer. We've done a couple of songs together. One is Soldier in the Army of Love, which he wrote the riff from.
We're going to listen to this, by the way, in a second.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it yet, it's a great song.
And then he wrote the music for the theme song for the movie Venom, like the end title for that. Anyway, he's very talented. It's not nepotism if your kid's that effing good, is the way that I look at it.
And but your goal now is to ride on his coattails for the next 10 years,
right? I sit outside of his door, and I'm like, I want that riff.
Does he get an allowance?
He does always ask at these events, like, how much am I getting paid? And I said, your room and board will continue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you later on how much you actually made.
Soldier in the Army of Love is a song that is going to be on an album that we were promised would be coming in the year 2025.
Right.
We are in the year 2025 now. That's so vague, because in my mind, I mean, January 1st, 2025, we're getting a new Tom Morello album. But at some point this year, still 2025
100%.
Is
like, this is like, of all the, this is like the first real Tom Morello solo rock album. There will be some guests on it, but it's basically going to be a lot, you know, the twin goalposts are the Morellian riffage of Rage and Audioslave, and then sort of my love of like Bruce Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town, somewhere between those two goalposts.
We're going to listen to this right now, Soldier in the Army of Love. If you hear the guitar and you say, that's great, that is not Tom. I want to point that out.
That's
that
right.
is his son.
That's right.
Tom is on this as well.
He's just keeping the rhythm.
He's just keeping it going. When we get back, if you have anything you'd like to rage again, you know, we do this thing on the show called 10 Seconds of Rage. We do it. We always think people have a little bit of air they got to let out of the balloon so they don't blow up.
Oh, dear.
Anything you want to rage against, about, could be something big, something small, call us now, 800-520-1067. Our favorite rager will get themselves tickets to the show happening at the Fonda Theater with Tom Morello and special guest on Friday, February 7th. Here is Tom Morello and his son in the Army of Love on K.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tom Morello on K-Rock, Soldier in the Army of Love. Hell yeah, Tom.
There you have it.
Well done. Thank I understand you. Why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame decided to make you a member.
and then
you get to decide who gets to get in next. I mean, you get to give your input, right?
I get my input.
Do they listen to you as they should?
I don't get to decide who gets in next. I'm on the committee that makes the ballot every year. So there's a lot of infighting in the room. Then a ballot goes out to a wider votership, and they decide who gets in.
For 2025, I know there are some new bands that are eligible now, like Linkin Park and Sum 41 and things like that. Do you take those into consideration, the newly eligible? Because I know you've also had like a case for Iron Maiden for a while.
Yeah, Iron Maiden is the one where, like, I had when they made the mistake of letting me in the room to, you know, to plead my case. I had like a hit list of bands, and I was so outraged that they weren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We've checked off a lot of those boxes through the years, and Iron Maiden is still at the top of the list.
And do any of the bands give you a kickback and say, "Hey, thanks for"?
No, I mean a lot because it's sort of like rehabilitating the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because like if you're like a little league baseball player, you dream of one day having a career where you would be in the Major League Hall of Fame. As a rocker, that's not how kids who look, you know, play like hard rock looked at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So a lot of it's sort of rehabilitating, but by getting, you know, from Kiss to Judas Priest to Randy Rhoads to Stevie Ray Vaughan to Rush, all those bands were not in before.
Has anyone tried to like ask, like, "Hey, put a good word in for me. Here's an edible arrangement from Mike Shinoda."
Not artists, but there's a lot of managers and folks. Yeah,
like, I would imagine
come sniffing around.
Hey, you need a watch. What do you need? A new guitar? People are on the phone now. They'd love to rage for you. Of course, for grabs. We have tickets to go see Tom Morello, the Fonda Theater show happening on the 7th, although we do have a lot of listeners in Anaheim as well, so you can catch Tom Morello at the House of Blues Anaheim on the 6th, that is next Thursday. And as you know, raging is sometimes about important things in the world, equality, and but every once in a while people have things that are a little bit more petty they'd like to rage against. So they'll have 10 seconds, you will help us determine who is the best rager, and they will get some tickets. We'll start with Matt. Matt, what is your issue? You're on with the great Tom Morello.
Morning, guys. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I just wanted to come in and just rage about the fact that Costco ditched the churro for their pretty meh cookies.
Okay. Is that all you got?
I'm just pretty mad about that.
You're mad about the churro going away at Costco.
I love the churro, yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, everyone has a cause,
well,
right,
Tom? There's a lot of problems in the world. We'll add that one to
that
the list.
Number one. Number one. Aaron, 10 seconds to rage to Tom Morello. Go ahead.
Rage is Lil Walkers. They see you come in and you have to stop and they take their time. Like, dude, I just waited already. Like, your time's up. The hands up.
Slow walkers.
People are walkers. Are you a slow walker?
People are calling in. They really like have this. Okay. This is some interesting.
These are things that fire people off.
I was saying, this is an interesting segment.
Yeah. Tom's going to rage against the segment in general. Nora, you have 10 seconds. Go.
I'm raging about people that get on the fast track and don't fast track their asses to work. I'm paying for the fast track to go faster, and yet I'm going along with the rest of the freaking traffic because this dummy in front of me is not going fast on the fast track.
That's good rage right there.
Yeah, there you go.
She's fired up.
So churros and the speed at which you're going to the next place are the top two contenders now.
Those are the big ones, I would say. Yeah. Alex, we give two more people a chance to rage, and then Tom is very busy. This guy's in a lot.
I got to tell you, I'm not feeling my tickets going to anybody so far.
So let's
up the ante.
Alex, go ahead. We got tickets on the line.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Tom. I'm raging against my boss, Tony, for always complaining that I'm doing too much work and showing to work early just to do my job, just because he doesn't know how to do his own job himself, and I call him out on it every day.
I'm feeling that. Okay, yeah. That's a little workers' rights issue there. You're now getting a little bit closer to my wheelhouse.
See, Tom, yeah. You can sense passion.
I can.
And you can hear it
I'm
in
against
his voice.
Tony, too, so let's
yeah, anytime the boss is kind of doing that thing where you know more than the boss, yeah, but yeah, they're yeah, the boss. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah, an annoying, yeah. similar fine. To your agreement with Geffen Records.
That's right.
Yeah, you knew more and you knew it going in.
Yeah.
Reuben, we give you this is really the final one to try to wow Tom Morello. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to rage about all the people going to Costco and picking up all the Pokemon boxes just to scalp them and sell them for higher prices.
People are really upset with Costco.
Yeah, some scamming there.
Churros, there's a lot of people that are loading up.
Well, resellers is a very frustrating thing, though. I mean, people are making money doing actual hard work, and then there are other people that are just buying stuff and reselling it.
When you see your tickets
that
being sold
ticket.
For $20,000, and you're like, we put them up for $200,
yeah,
that's got to make you furious.
Yeah. There's some ways to combat that. But I think we have a clear winner. It's the class warfare guy.
Okay.
The guy that it was his beef is with Tony. We've now outed Tony.
Alex, congratulations. Your boss, maybe a terrible boss, but they scored you some tickets to see Tom Morello at the Fonda Theater. You will be there on Friday night, all right?
Oh, sweet. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
You're very
welcome.
You
could even bring the boss to the show and teach him a real lesson.
That would be great. You don't deserve it.
Yeah, you don't deserve it.
I love
fair
that.
Enough. Fair enough.
Tom, congratulations. We don't need to say this on everything you've done. Thank you for everything you've done. We love listening to you on K-Rock over the years. You've obviously played some of our shows over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when this new album comes out, please come back.
Of course.
So we can all talk. And you can bring your son. Or maybe just bring your son at that point. Right?
At that point.
I can take the
You won't
bet,
need
right?
me anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
the baton has passed.
Of course, for all things, we'll update it on the socials, but you better believe that when this album drops, it's going to be the best. Go to the show, support Tom Morello, House of Blues, Anaheim, and then, of course, the Fonda happening next Friday. The great Tom Morello on the world famous K-Rock.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Klein Alley Show. Bobby, you're on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. What can we do for you?
Hey, man, that song was amazing. Thank you for playing it.
Omar, play it again? I think he's talking about Omar's song.
Let me grab my clarinet. Hold on.
I know what song you're talking about.
This is called Soldier in the Army of Love by Tom Morello.
This is called Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Hold on, Omar. He's requested your song. Whatever you want, Bobby. We got you. There you go. Is that what you're looking for?
Not testify!
Thank you, Bobby. Yeah, that Tom Morello song was great. In fact, on the way out of here, it's funny, we were talking about Super Bowl stuff with Tom, and he was like,
I buy into it now.
That it could be potentially the fix is in.
Yeah.
It could be, could be.
He's like, will they still make money if Taylor Swift is not a part of the equation? Yes. But will they make more money if she is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's interesting. That's a guy that I think knows a lot. He's a deep thinker, that Tom Morello. Well, anyway, thanks for joining us. That was cool.
I can't believe we didn't have time for 323's 10 Seconds of Rage. I really wanted to get through so I could rage about Trump's neck vagina.
Oh, the neck vagina. I'm so turned on and disgusted at the same time. I don't know how to feel. Quick break. We're back with more show, your Lyft tickets and your Coachella tickets all next on K-Rock. All the way back in 2023, that band right there played Coachella. We've got your Coachella tickets for the 2025 trip to the desert with Green Day, Lady Gaga, and Jimmy World. There's so many bands on that lineup, and we will get you in exactly 5 minutes. All you got to do is just keep listening and be ready to call. The numbers you'll need are the same numbers we've given you every single day for the last who knows how many years. 1-800-520-1067. Perhaps you've never called, but today's your lucky day. We'll get to that after your news, which starts now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, so obviously there have been a lot of updates this morning on the plane crash that happened over D.C., the helicopter that went into the flight path of the plane. And they are starting to kind of say, oh, we shouldn't speculate, but it's like the... hold on, let me get to this update in a second. Because the...
Omar, if you want to stall, if you need Omar to stall with some clarinet music,
I got it here. I don't know if you guys want it, but
we need some hold music.
No, I got it, guys.
All right.
I got it. The defense secretary has said that there are no excuses. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and says a mistake was made during routine training on behalf of the military. So that's the latest in regards to how it happened. President Trump. Okay, you can go ahead.
He's just ready. He's just ready. Thank you. Maybe if maybe Omar something fitting.
You can only do
Twinkle. That's it, dude. That's all I got. Depending, what do you want from me?
Depending on the story Ali delivers, play the appropriate song that goes with the story.
Okay. Oh my God.
All right, and now a moment. Come on, Omar.
Next story.
I was going to read part of Trump's statement that he made this morning.
Oh, he made a statement about it?
Yeah. He said, differences between Americans fade to nothing compared to the bonds of affection and loyalty that unite us all as Americans and even as nations.
All right. Uplifting. Like that.
It's weird to hear him sound poetic.
Right. Well, I'm sure he didn't write that.
Me?
But.
Yeah, I know.
No, no, not you, Thank Omar. You. Not you.
But it's so nearly impossible for him to read something that somebody else wrote anyway.
Sure.
You know, so when these big things happen and you're like, okay, you know, we were waiting from a statement from the president, he's just such a non-conventional president that it seems weird to go to him in times like
Wait,
this.
Wait, that was his quote about the plane crash?
Yeah.
It doesn't even, I didn't even know that was about that. It seems so vague. What did he say? Say it again.
Differences between Americans fade to nothing compared to the bonds of affection and loyalty that unite us all as Americans and even as nations. This is really shaking a lot of people, including people, very sadly, from other nations who are on the flight for the family members back in Wichita, Kansas, here in Washington, D.C., and throughout the United Nations and in Russia. And then he goes on about Russia.
United Nations. I don't even think we're a part of that anymore. I thought he pulled us. Are we still in that or no?
I don't know. He's promising to work very diligently in the days to come to figure out support for the people who are affected and figuring out what happened.
Mm.
All right. Waymo is here to stay, and thieves are here to violate them. But after just a few short months on the streets of L.A., they're making a couple of updates. First, they're going to start expanding to 10 more cities. They're also ready to hit the L.A. freeways. And if you think about when you first started driving and your confidence level, low, but excitement level, very high.
Yes.
The first time you went on the freeway, I don't know about you, but for me, it was absolutely terrifying. And thinking about robot cars hitting the freeways just feels like it's going to really change the way people behave.
I have so much more. I have so much more confidence in robot cars than people cars. I watch people drive. People
I agree,
driving,
but I think that people are going to be a-holes. More so than ever when they're around robot cars,
I'm just
especially on the freeway.
If rideshare drivers, and if that's like, you know, a side hustle or one of your main sources of income, if you are feeling angry about the Waymo takeover, if people are, does it hurt your feelings that people are opting for driverless cars?
Well, this is interesting as well. Tell me what you think about this. Another feature that has been leaked and has people a little pissed off is that there's potentially going to be a tip feature added to the Waymo.
I think I had, when I was in one, I believe that option did come my way.
Oh, already?
I think so, yes.
They said that this is supposed to be for charity, but then it's like, yeah, it's for charity, but it's also for a big, large corporation to say, hey, we can do a tax write-off because we raised this much for charity.
Yep.
You know, it's not really because they care.
Yes.
But I mean, how much are you going to tip if it's, I mean, yeah, you're tipping for the service, but you're also tipping towards a charity, so you probably feel better about tipping.
You want to hear something even crazier, Allie. The next integration of these, they will have, I mean, the AI will be built in where you can actually pick to have legitimate conversations with a nobody. So you are in this driverless car, but you start missing this human interaction. So you will have the...
Do you want to hear about Rob's new screenplay?
Right. It's just going to be a bunch of AI talking about the projects they're trying to sell in Hollywood.
Juliet's new candle-making business.
So I'm just saying that that is the next step, too, that you, if you want to pick conversation, or even if you just want to treat it as therapy for yourself and just be like, I'm telling you right now, I'm going through something at home, you will have a, quote, AI person listening and responding.
We go right back to taxi cab confessions.
You're right back at it. I love it. Can't wait. So that's the future.
Obviously, there's been a lot of bad news today with the plane crash, and any other day in the U.S. government, you feel like there's bad news coming. So I thought I'd share something good with you, especially because it's good real estate news, which I feel like is impossible to come by. And it feels more impossible than ever now to own a home. But women own more homes than ever before and are now outpacing men on home ownership in general.
Because they got them in the divorce.
That's right. No. Klein, according to a new study, single women own millions more homes now than single men in the U.S., despite the fact that they make statistically less than men do.
You know why that is?
Divorce.
Divorce. No. Because we're spending all our money on the dates to try to woo you, and then you're just sitting there eating up the food for free, stockpiling your cash, buying homes, and we're going...
Another free pizza, cha-ching, put it in
the Cheesecake Factory. I get it. All right, here's another Coachella alum. These guys have played the festival, I believe, three different times, most recently in 2017. How would you like to go be a part of the history of Coachella by going this year? Caller 20 now, 800-520-1067. Those tickets are next on K-Rock.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.